Rocky Anderson, the former two-term mayor of Salt Lake City and a 1996 Democratic nominee in Utah's 2nd Congressional District, publicly broke with the Democratic Party in August 2011. In an angry letter of resignation sent to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Anderson wrote, quote, "The Constitution has been eviscerated while Democrats have stood by with nary a whimper. It is a gutless and unprincipled party, bought and paid for by the same interests that buy and pay for the Republican Party." In January 2012, Anderson accepted the presidential nomination of the Justice Party, a new political party he helped found. His running mate, Luis Rodriguez, is a leading Chicano writer and activist. Now, Anderson, a 61-year-old attorney, is campaigning for the White House with the goal of focusing the public's attention on what he sees as the serious failings of the nation's two major political parties. Rocky Anderson will be on the ballot in 15 states this November. Anderson, who is the winner of awards for his leadership on human rights, defense of the U.S. Constitution, and environmental stewardship, advocates positions favoring a single-payer health care system, policies to address climate change, a constitutional amendment to revoke corporate personhood, and an end to U.S. military intervention abroad. Your reporter spoke with Rocky Anderson about his Justice Party presidential campaign that's targeting plutocracy and corruption.
There were a number of us that really felt that we needed a new party, and not just another political party that's going to come around each election, put up candidates, run the elections, and then disappear until the next time around. And we see that with most third parties in this country. This party was started with the intention of creating a broad-based movement, because most social progress in this country has resulted not from electing the right people, but from those at the grassroots getting together, organizing, mobilizing, and forcing the change. We, the people in this country, are really the leaders when we'll rise to the occasion. It's not those that we elect to office by and large. So we really do intend to keep this up tenaciously, and we invite people from all parties. You don't have to give up your party affiliation. If you agree with us on our major issues, come join in the fight. Come join the movement, because this is not about partisan politics. It's about the public interest. And the major areas we're addressing are, number one, the evisceration of our Constitution. What's been done to due process, the rule of law, the restrictions that are supposed to be there under the War Power Clause of the Constitution. We have presidents now, the last two, Bush and Obama, who seem to think they can just make the decision as tyrants and commit this country to war without even asking leave of Congress. If Congress had lived up to its constitutional responsibility, we never would have invaded and occupied Iraq and started this ongoing tragedy. And then, of course, the imperial presidency, the president taking upon himself the dictatorial powers to target United States citizens for assassination. And three of them so far have been killed. One of them, a 16-year-old boy in Yemen. No due process there. Due process clause says before our government can take anybody's life, liberty, or property, especially a United States citizen, they're entitled to due process. And this president, who's supposedly a lawyer and a constitutional law professor, seems to have forgotten about the due process clause. This is a very dangerous time in our nation's history. And then, of course, we've got the dictatorship of the corrupting influence of money in our system. We really don't have anything approaching a democracy. We have a plutocracy where our government is up for sale to the highest bidders. And once again, it's almost always at the expense of the vast majority of Americans when these corporate interests or other sources of concentrated wealth have their way with our Congress and our president. I mean, do we think that President Obama woke up one day and said, hey, it would really be great in the public interest if I go out and veto the efforts of the EPA to reduce ozone levels in cities around the country? Of course, it had nothing to do with the public interest. It had everything to do with the money flowing from polluting industries. Why has he broken all of his promises about providing leadership on climate change? Because of the power of the money in the fossil fuel industry. Why do we have the most abysmal health care system, even and especially under Obamacare. I'd call it Obamacare and Romney Care, both, because they're virtually the same. Why do we have that kind of a system? We're unique in the entire industrialized world in not providing health care for everybody, and we're paying twice as much as the average in the industrialized world, and we're getting far worse medical outcomes. Why is that? We know that it's the millions upon millions of dollars spent by the for-profit insurance and pharmaceutical industries.
Rocky, there are many people out there who are going to vote on what they say is the lesser evils of the two major party candidates. And there are a lot of folks out there, while they may be sympathetic with your positions on many issues, the Green Party candidate Jill Stein and others, they feel that the system is rigged against a third party so that your chances of winning are almost nil, so they don't want to throw away their vote. How would you convince a voter who's convinced of those facts to vote otherwise, to vote their conscience rather than their fears?
Well, first of all, you're certainly not throwing away a vote to vote for somebody that you believe in, to stand up for principle, instead of holding your nose and voting for somebody that you don't agree with. Let your voice be heard. Imagine the impact if everybody would just get over this fear and vote for who they really believe in and for those principles. What an amazing beginning that would be for this Democratic movement. There have been third-party candidates who had strong showings, Ross Perot, Teddy Roosevelt when he ran with the Progressive Party, which a lot of people now call the Bull Moose Party. They actually won those elections in important respects because they got so much support and they were so persuasive to the American people that what they were fighting for ended up in large part being implemented into law. If they hadn't been part of those campaigns, if they hadn't been getting the word out, if they hadn't had the kind of support they did, it's doubtful that the kinds of things they were talking about ever would have been implemented.
That was former Salt Lake City Mayor and Justice Party presidential candidate Rocky Anderson. Learn more about his campaign and other independent political parties running for the White House this year by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.